Really delighted to be invited to the Stoke Rep Theatre today, meeting Richard Masters, who's the grand old man of Stoke Rep. He's a director and operations manager. He says, good morning, Richard.
Good morning to you, and you're more than welcome to be here.
Thank you very much. Now, strangely, Stoke Rep has a little bit of part in my life because I went to Hanley High School, the grammar school, and my English teacher was Peter Dutton, who I think had a great association here. And also my form teacher was Peter Legg, who I also believe had things to do here as well. But, you know, that may be before your time or whatever. But just how long has a repertory theatre been in Stoke-on-Trent?
We became into existence in 1921, and which was formed by a group of local people who wanted to have an amateur theatre company. And they performed in various places, including in the Empire in Longton was one of the first places they performed. And you mentioning Peter Dutton and Peter Legg, they were great influences on me. In fact, when we came up with the idea of trying to build a new theatre, it was Peter Legg and I that started the ball rolling, if you like, to build what we've got today. But that was back in 1992, 93, something like that. It's in the dim and distant past, I'm afraid.
Yeah, you've also, one place you've forgotten to say just is that you actually performed on the top floor of Webley's. Now, many people remember Webley's, don't they?
That's right, Webley's Bookshop. There are photographs of this white wall, which was the back of the stage in Webley's Bookshop. That performed there for a few years until bought until we obtained the lease of a church in Shelton in Beresford Street, which we eventually bought. That became our home for many, many, many years, up until 1997, when we built the present premises we've got today.
Yeah, of course, the Empire Theatre, it was a really famous old theatre, wasn't it, really, before it fell into disrepair in many ways. But it was a Frank Matcham place, wasn't it?
That's right. It was designed by Frank Matcham, who designed the Opera House in Buxton, of course. And it was built about 4 years after the Buxton Opera House. And he got a peculiar way of designing theatres which managed to cram a lot of people into a very short, small space.
Yeah, and of course, there's a link between me and the Rep Theatre then, because my father-in-law was actually the bingo caller at the Empire Theatre just before you couldn't move into the Empire Theatre permanently.
That's right. We went to have a look around the Empire. It had been closed for a couple of years when we went in there, and staggeringly I went into there and walked on the stage and said, good heavens, they've knocked all the dressing rooms down. Well, I was wrong. They hadn't knocked all the dressing rooms down. All the dressing rooms were actually underneath the auditorium, so the whole length of the auditorium underneath was dressing rooms.
And of course, you had, just like Buxton Opera House and the Opera House in Blackpool, had a fantastic ceiling too.
Oh, indeed, yes. When I went in there, I went up into the circle, because the Mecca had put a false ceiling in there for the bingo, of course. And above this false ceiling was the most amazing piece of plasterwork across the whole of the auditorium. It's absolutely stunning, absolutely stunning.
So you decided you got to move somewhere new. How did the design of this present theatre come about?
Well, we first of all approached the City Council and said, we'd like to knock Beresford Street down and start again. Well, that was a no-no from the very beginning. So we then approached Hume Upright, John Sambrook, who designed the New Victoria Theatre, the only the only architect we knew locally who had anything to do with theatre. And we came along, and the city council found this plot of land, which they leased to us. And then John designed the theatre on this piece of land. And it actually had to be designed to fit exactly on the piece of land, because we got services either side which couldn't be covered. So the footprint had to fit exactly what we got, and John did that.
So it is quite a lovely theatre, isn't it? And it's nice and modern, even though you're going to refurbish it, aren't you?
We're starting to refurbish. Yeah, it is a beautiful theatre. I'm very biased because I was involved from the very beginning with it. But yes, it's a modern theatre. It's got all the equipment and facilities that anybody would want in a theatre.
So you say back in 1921 that it was formed with just a group of local people who wanted to perform on stage. But repertory theatre, repertory companies seemed to me, in my mind and to many people's minds, was they were the staging post for young people who wanted to make their way into being professionals in the theatre work. Has that ever been the prospect for this repertory theatre?
It's not been our intention get people to go on into the professional theatre, but people have gone on into the professional theatre. I suppose one of the best known people is Tim Churchill, who not only went on into the professional theatre, but now has written a couple of plays with his partner, which we perform here. What's his name? Can't think of his name now.
Doesn't matter. Sorry, it'll come back. You can say it again later on if you remember.
Yeah.
So, how would you get your casts then? How do you get your acts? Have you got a group of people who are already members of the company, or do you do auditions?
We audition. Anyone who wants to become a member has to do an audition, and from that pool of people, we then pick the plays and pick the casts to go in those plays. The latest one, of course, is Sealer's Island, which is coming up very shortly. And that was picked by our cast committee, who choose not only the cast, but the director of the play as well.
And of course, you not only have to think about people going to be on the stage, but also behind and in front of the stage, don't you?
Oh, yes. The non-glamorous elements is working backstage, because we need people who can paint, who can knock nails in, who can build scenery, and we fortunately have a very, very tight-knit crew, but we're always looking for anybody who wants to come along and help, not only backstage but front of house, because we have our bar here. We need people to show people to the seats in the auditorium, so we need front of house staff who will welcome people and show them around the theatre.
So you've got a cast committee that chooses your seasons. You usually do three in a season, I believe, don't you?
Five
in a season.
Yeah.
So you have to have a varied type of product to give to the audiences, don't you?
Oh yeah, everything from drama to comedy. Just recently we did the Railway Children, which, if you think about it, it's quite a difficult thing to do on a theatre when you haven't got any railway lines, you haven't got a platform, and you haven't got a steam engine. So a lot was left to the imagination of the audience, so we had to convince the audience that this was really the railway station.
And I know that you did it well, because someone I know has been, and it was really praised for it.
Oh, good. It was a very magical piece of work that the director conceived, and then the players made work.
And you've already mentioned that your next production is Sheila's Island. Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Sheila's Island is about a group of women who are on a what a team building course, I suppose you'd say. And they get stranded on this island, and it's their interaction with one another that makes the play, that makes it funny.
Right, and of course, as well as your own productions, you have to pay the bills, so you have to have other things on as well, don't you?
Yes, indeed we do. We have a number of dance schools that come and perform here. We have Five Towns Theatre Company, Newcastle Operatic Society, North Staffs Operatic Society, and they bring their production in here probably once or maybe twice a year, depending on what they're doing.
So Sheila's Island is on when?
I shall have a quick look at this piece of publicity we've got here. And Sheila's Island is on from the 9th to the 13th of June.
And the great thing is you're always nicely priced, aren't you? You don't price people out of coming to the theatre.
No, our standard price is £16 for a seat, which I don't think you can get cheaper anywhere else in the city.
I'm certain you can't. Richard, been great talking to you. Thanks very much for your time.
Pleasure. Come again sometime, won't you?
I will. Thank you very much.